Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Roth.
Hey, freaks, this is Roth on the Dollcast from SlyDogStudios.org. And here we go. Oh, what a day. I started off at work just going in reverse. I only had one more of my weekly duties to perform since, like I said yesterday, I have Good Friday off, so I have to have everything done a day early. And only had one weekly duty to go, and instead of waiting for it at the end of the night like I usually do, I went ahead and did that duty, that sweep and mop the inspection area first. Got it out of the way, and then everything else was cake from there on out. Just bathrooms, that's it. Besides the two little office areas. No, not really little, but they're trivial because they're not tough, you know. But yeah, that's how that went. That was a good night of work. Tomorrow should be fairly easy. So I'm glad about that. Okay, well, did anybody see that? I haven't read about this much, but I've seen it mentioned on two sites that the worst company by voters, by 250,000 some odd voters, people voted Electronic Arts as the worst company. I guess for the consumer. I saw it on a site called Consumerist, or The Consumerist, or some such. And I'm not sure if this went in like some sort of tournament thing or something. There was like a vote. It said which company's worse, Bank of America or Electronic Arts. And I guess people picked Electronic Arts, but I feel like there were other, like this was a process, like some sort of tournament thing, or I don't know exactly how it worked. I just saw the article today and just kind of laughed. I don't know what they do that's so bad. I don't know if, all I do know is that they do the Madden stuff, and it's like the same thing all the time. To me, it is. I don't play them. I've only played, I think, one modern Madden game. But every time I see footage and stuff, I'm like, well, there we go. It's same thing. You know, who cares? I'd rather watch football and drink beer, grill, eat beef jerky, than sit there and fiddle with controls doing this stuff. So, but that's just me. The controls are just too complicated, I think. And then it always looks the same to me, so why bother? But I don't know if why they rate to be the worst, but if that's what people think, I guess that's what people think. I just think it's really funny. Worst company. Wow. There's a lot of bad companies out there. That's one hell of a one to pick, people. But whatever you like. All right. Okay, let's just go ahead and get into the dev stuff real quick here. I got more done today than yesterday, thankfully. As you know, I left off with being stuck in a loop after a winner is picked. After a winner's picked, then it was just went to an infinite loop. Well, now I have it set up to where it will print out who wins. And in the case of a two-player game, you know, if the first player wins, it says P1 wins. If the second player wins, it'll say P2 wins. Now, in the case of a one-player game, It'll say, if the first player wins, of course, P1 wins. But if the computer wins, it'll just say, you lose. So, I got to come up with some nice little jingles or whatever for, you know, the winning. And then, man, these cats are off the hook tonight. Settle down. But, you know, a little jingle for when there's winning and then a jingle for when there's losing. So I'll have to work on that. Might do that tomorrow, hopefully. I ran into a snag while getting it to print, you know, the winner thing. I had it set up. I went ahead and took all the information that I needed and I shoved it all in RAM, you know, the address and the PPU to use, the high and low bytes for that, shoved them all into RAM for each place where it needed to print out. And okay. Oh, these cats are being loud and noisy. Well, anyway, so I used it all in this big string that which I called a buffer or something like that. Now what I did was the low was stored farther up in the string and all the high ones were stored lower in the string. So I had to do something where I said like buffer plus 10 offset by X. But what I totally wasn't thinking about, I was thinking about it right, but I typed it out wrong. I did one of those things where I messed up my hex and my decimal. I got them mixed up because I wanted it to be an offset of 16. You know, buffer plus 16 offset by X. But I accidentally put 10, you know, because hexadecimal 10 is 16. And only half the message was printing out, and I was looking around forever like, what is going on? I thought maybe I messed up an attribute in the PPU. Hey, go on, quit. I thought maybe I messed up an attribute in the PPU and it was blanking out that part. But then when I checked in the name table while the program was running, there was a tile 0 still. So I had to just keep looking around the code, and finally I saw it. Just I was like, wait, plus 10, that's got to be plus 16. And that took me a little while. But whatever. Speaking of attributes, though, there were a couple of attributes that I had to fix. Down at the bottom of the screen, I put first to three wins. You know, that's a little message that's at the bottom of the tic-tac-toe board. And when I first put that on there, I had it to where it was too low. So I had to fix the tiles, and I moved it up, but then the attributes were messed up. So I just put in F something. I can't remember. And it looked fine. But then when you put an X or an O on that bottom row, the bottom part of those tiles would change color so that it would be like an O, except for the bottom of it was like a different color than the rest of it. And this is just on the bottom row, and it's because I didn't fix the attributes properly for where I had it saying first to three wins. And since I had been doing other stuff, I hadn't messed with it this whole time because I was like, I can come back to it. So I finally went ahead and did that today. That wasn't too hard. Also, I fixed the part of the palette. Okay, on that title screen for the 3-in-1 2P pack, how the name of the game at the top of the screen on the title screen, how it flashes and does that or whatever with the palette. That is the same color that was being used for the X's and O's, but I had never fixed that palette. So, like, whenever you would press the A button for the game to begin, whatever those colors left off at, is what the X's and O's would be. I finally threw in a little fix to, you know, change the palette before the game begins so that the X's and O's didn't look ridiculous, you know? And also, for that where I print out "you lose" when you lose, I did something a little different because I have a few open tiles. It's in a an area of four by four, or 16 by 16. God, how do I explain this? The X's and O's themselves are four across and four down in terms of tiles. Now, I'm just printing out, you know, after the whole board's cleared, and, you know, if you lose or win, I'm just printing it out right in the center, similar to Tic Tac XO. And when I put "you lose," you know, there's only three letters in "you," and then four in "lose," so it looked really awkward. So what I did was, I actually made four new tiles for the word "you," so "you" is actually centered over the word "lose." And I've just never done anything like that, so I thought I'd mention that and thought it looked kind of neat. It looked a lot better than, you know, "you space," and the next line down, "lose." It kind of looked weird. So I did that. Right before I came up here, I did one more puzzle. That's the only extra puzzle that I've gotten done for that puzzle-esque game that I'm working on, that I'm designing right now. And Sean has gotten seven of those portraits done for the super secret game, the game that he's designing. And he explained to me the first portion of the game. It sounds really cool. And so I'm kind of excited to get to that. It's going to be intricate, I know that. So there's going to be a lot of stuff that I haven't done yet. So that'll be interesting whenever we get around to it. All right, and that's all the dev news. Let's give a shout out to NintendoAge.com. Do you collect games? Are you a gamer? Do you like to hang out? Oh, you can do all of that on the forum over at NintendoAge.com. You can also manage your own collection with their very own custom collection tool for Nintendo and Sega systems. The admins are awesome. You can join for free, buy, sell, trade games all you want. Don't be a douche, and you'll be accepted at NintendoAge.com.
Tip of the day.
Find extra items on The Punisher for NES, try shooting various areas of the background.
Tip of the day.
Alright. You know what? Let's hit Memory Lane.
Random Access Memory Lane.
When it comes to Tetris, I don't have a lot of memories. I have basically two memories. The first memory is not really so much a memory, but something that still sticks with me today, and that's that I suck at it. Badly. I am no good at Tetris. I can play it on those low speeds, and I do alright for a little bit, and then I just lose it all. I can't think ahead of time. I can't look up at the next piece and go, oh yeah, here we go, I'm going, next piece, here we go, I'm rocking it, no, I'm all, so, there's that. But the other memory of Tetris I have is absolutely awesome. My buddies Ryan and Kyle had this mother, and they also had a father. They're both teachers, actually. But what's really cool with their mom was when I would go over to visit, we would sit down for lunch, and she would always make these things called super sandwiches. Now, with these super sandwiches, it was, you know, a basic sandwich with everything on, like lettuce, some tomato. Like, sometimes there was even bacon, you know, just all this stuff, and she called them super sandwiches. Like, and that's how she talked. She was always really happy. It was very rare that I saw her just be, you know, like, okay, you know. She was always perky and always happy. I have this picture. I'll put it up so you can see what I'm talking about. On this picture, over there on SlyDogStudios.org, there's a picture of me, and then Kyle, and Ryan, and then Donnie. Ignore the looks on me and Donnie's faces. I don't know what those were about. It's like they took a picture right when we were looking weird. But Donnie's the guy on the far right with the darker hair. And then, of course, there I am on the left looking really weird. Like, and then Kyle's the guy next to me, and Ryan's the guy next to Donnie. You know, this is when we're older. And his mother actually took this picture. But what I'm getting at here, they had right there next to Donnie, there's this like bowl. I believe it was like a wooden bowl, and they would keep their Game Boy sitting there and Game Boy games. There was only a few, I think they had. The NES was always upstairs when we were younger in Ryan's room, but then the Game Boy was always kept down there, down at the bottom of the steps, right there to the side of Donnie. You can't really see it too well, but it was like some small, like, shelving things, and there was this bowl, and there was the Game Boy. And if it wasn't sitting there, Kyle's mom was playing it. And here's an aside. We called Kyle's mom Yui. I don't know why. It was something they did when we were kids. They started calling her Yui. And then we all just called her Yui all the time. I don't know why. It's hilarious. But it was Yui. Hey. And we were really weird. I mean, we traced our feet on paper and then named our toes and put it on the wall and called it the posters of toes. So, whatever, right? But so Yui would always be playing Tetris for the Game Boy. Always. And I wish, especially after seeing that Ecstasy of Order documentary, I wish I knew what kind of score she used to get on that, because I know she used to get really high. And, I mean, just like real high up in levels, and she played it all the time. She loved it. And that's just a really fond memory I have of her playing that all the time. Unfortunately, she's passed away now. She just passed away. We'll leave it at that. And, okay, wrap up memory lane. Okay, well, I guess that's going to be it. We're going to wrap it up now. I am going to go get something to eat. I decided to lay off the food before the microphone tonight so I wouldn't be belching all over it and constantly going, pardon me, oh, wrong end, pardon me, you know. So, that's it. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. And remember, if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.